The Cardinals going for the sweep of the Braves. R.A. Dickey on the hill for Atlanta. The Cards already leading at 1-0 in the third, and Tommy Pham looking for more.
Tommy Pham leads it off. And Pham with a drive out to right. Markakis is back, looks up, it's gone! Off the top of the wall and into the seats, and the second home run for the Cardinals this afternoon.
Hard hit, right center field gap, and that ball is down, and that one's going towards the wall. It's cut off by Inciarte, but Jurco heading to second, and he is safe at second base. Cardinals are swinging it here in the third.
The one ball, one strike pitch. Freeman swings and hits a high fly ball deep into left field. Bam at the wall, and it's gone. We're tied at four.
Tommy Pham, a drive, deep left. This ball is gone! Tommy Pham, his second home run of the day. Third in this series.
Full count, two outs, bottom of the 14th, and the pitch. Swing and a miss, he struck him out.
The Cards sweep away the Braves, taking it 6-4 in 14 innings. Colton Wong extends his hitting streak to 12 games. Both teams combine to use 17 pitchers. Sam Tuivalala with his first career win. Tommy Pham, a career-high four hits to go along with three RBIs and two runs scored. Tommy Pham with two home runs and the Cardinals win. He talked after the game.
When they made the error the play before, you know, I thought that, you know, okay, this is our time. You know, I felt like they gave us a chance, and, you know, I didn't miss the pitch.
First pitch you saw today was a knuckleball, and you sent it out of the ballpark. How do you prepare for the knuckleball from Dickey?
I know we had Mabes down there throwing us knuckles underhand, but, you know, my approach right there, you know, I was looking for a ball out over the plate, and I was trying to drive it right center, and, you know, he threw me a ball out over, and it broke out. And I just put a good swing on it.
Tui gets the W through a couple of scoreless innings, but the bullpen was really great.
Yeah, that was big for us, especially Tui, you know, because that one inning, it almost looked like it was going to get away from us, you know, but he bounced back and he made that good pitch, and we got two there. And, you know, that was just big for him.
The Cardinals find a way in 14 innings. Mike Matheny spoke after the game.
Broxton pitched around some stuff. Bo pitched around some stuff. Tui was... He was very good, and then Singers came in and got the job done. And, you know, Michael was good, just a couple blips there in the middle. His last inning and the next two were the only ones that really hurt us, but the guys just kind of kept making good plays. I know we had a couple errors, but tough error on Carp first, and Yachty, that's just an aggressive, trying to be an aggressive tag on the steal. So I thought we played a really good defense overall to keep us in this game.
Tommy on base five times, of course, the big home run. What a day he had.
Yeah, both home runs. That's the kind of guy we get accustomed to seeing around here. He comes in and do some huge things for us. Plays a nice outfield as well. Just love to watch these guys get their opportunities and make the most of it. And, you know, after having a little kick to him a little bit, not being able to make this club out of spring training and figuring it out and not hanging his head and getting ready. And obviously, he was ready.
What was your impression of Sierra?
He was good, yeah. You know, it's a pretty tough order. I've only been there against a knuckleball the first time. But I thought, I'm not going to discount, you know, what he did to put pressure on the defense, to allow him to get to first base and then put pressure on the pitcher, realizing that this guy's, you know, one pitch away from standing on second, maybe two from being on third if you don't pay attention. And, you know, that kind of distraction can create pitches for the guy at the plate. And so I don't think we can discount that. But, you know, I was excited to watch him play, cover some ground in the outfield, and brought some of that speed and life that we talked about, so we'll use that as a real good first day.
Do you think he influenced even their base running in a subtle way too? I mean, Freeman holds up, and they didn't go an extra base on him when he was running the ball down.
Yeah, I think they had respect. You know, he had a really good couple days in Atlanta.
Yeah,
and we played him in the spring, and I think he, you know, he showed really well, and so I think that's something you have to take into consideration, because he came up with a real nice throw, hit the cutoff man. And he comes up clean and they try it, I think it's going to be a really close play.
Dexter pinch hits his he better, obviously.
Yeah,
I think he might be a go for Miami.
I'd say he's more likely. He's talking to him. So hopefully at some point during that series we'll have him. But nice to at least have his bat off the bench or have ability to come in and run for us. But yeah, it's nice to see him.
He more comfortable from one side or the other?
Originally it was from the left side. And then mid-game he realized kind of the pinch we were in and went down and pushed a little bit. And I said his arm responded well from the right side as well.
Cardinals reliever Sam Tuivalala recorded his first career win.
It's good. It was a great team win. Obviously, it's always a plus when you get to contribute games like this. And, yeah, it was just a good win. Now we got to go to Miami and take care of that.
Your first inning, a couple guys on, you get the double play, then a strikeout. The tough spots to base, obviously.
Yeah, I just try to slow the game down, try to get the ground ball. And whatever sign Yadi put down, I knew that was going to be the right one. I just got to attack it and trust him and everything.
Were you more comfortable this time around, as you mentioned, just letting yourself breathe a little bit more?
I think, you know, every time I get out there, I'm getting a little bit more, you know, relaxing. All the opportunities that are coming my way. This year is definitely different from the previous years. Trusting my mechanics, trusting my stuff, and everything's working right now.
What was working best for you today?
Fastball, my two-seam. I yanked a couple of fastballs, but I was able to make the adjustment quick enough, and then the curveball is definitely working for me today.
Curveball is a pitch you have a lot more confidence in this year. Right?
Yeah, yeah. But I'm also throwing the slider and the two-seam as well. We're just, you know, you got to pick your moments when you want to use them. But for the most part, yeah, the curveball has been a really good pitch for me.
Long day. Team picks up a W. You pick up the W, too. That's got to mean something.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a good moment to get the first win. But like I said, yeah, it was a great team win today. We needed that, and now we just got to go to Miami and do the same.
Up next, the Cardinals visit the Marlins on Monday. Carlos Martinez on the hill.